Sports Radio 1310. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth.
It's a ticket flashback. 10 years of ticket history brought to you by Tanqueray 10 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
2001.
Patriotism was back in vogue, and taking a backpack or a cooler out of the ballpark or the stadium would never be the same again when 2001 was done. The year was a big one for sports, but any accomplishment was overshadowed by the attacks of September 11th. The NFL was canceled for a week, baseball was called off for 6 days, and a Saturday in September was spent without watching college football as the ticker turned into the war page, and the ticket, along with the rest of the nation, added the words Taliban and Al-Qaeda to their vocabulary. The hunt for Osama bin Laden would be one of the first projects tackled by the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush, who was sworn in on January 20th. The year began without the Cowboys in the playoffs, as Dave Campo's second year yielded no postseason. The 2001 season, like the one before it, was a futile 5-11 campaign. One highlight was Emmitt Smith slowly climbing the career rushing ladder. On December 30th, he would pass Barry Sanders into second on the all-time rushing list. The man who handed him the ball during their glory years, Troy Aikman, would announce his retirement in a tear-filled and somewhat lengthy press conference on April 9th, 2001. A victory by the Ravens over the Giants in the Super Bowl, the Lakers defeating the Sixers in the NBA Finals, and the Diamondbacks' upset of the Yankees in the World Series would provide hours of HSOs for Dunham and Miller, the 2001 Radio Personalities of the Year, and for The Little Ticket, the 2001 ESPN Sports Radio Station of the Year, and a 2001 Marconi Award finalist. There were plenty of changes for the Rangers. The season got off to an 11-17 start, and Johnny Oates stepped down on May 4th, 2001. Jerry Nairn was appointed manager the same day. Sadly, in November of 2001, Oates was diagnosed with a brain tumor and would undergo surgery later that month. That was not the only change for the Rangers, as Doug Melvin was fired on October 7th, and Tom Hicks hired John Hart to replace him on November 1st, 2001. The Rangers finished the year 73-89, last place in the AL West for the second straight year. 2001 was also a great success for both the Mavs and the Stars. The Mavericks won 53 games in the regular season and came back from an 0-2 deficit to beat the Jazz in the first round of the playoffs before falling to San Antonio. The Stars would finish first in the Pacific and take Edmonton in the quarterfinals before being shut out by St. Louis in the semis. The close of the season would involve some packing for both teams as they saw Reunion close its doors and American Airlines Center open for business at the start of the 2001 season.
Coming up again at 7:50, it's another ticket flashback to the year 2002. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket is 10.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You think the last 10 years were bad? We're about to hit puberty. It's our 10th birthday party, live from the Hard Rock Cafe, and brought to you by Miller Lite, Dodge, Tanqueray, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310.
Here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, before we bring the hated Gilbert, who's still on the line, you are still on the line, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I'm cooperating with you. Money. All right, before we bring him into the mix, we've had the ticket dime bag up and running over there today, where you guess the number of dimes that are in it, and if you come closest, you'll get a key that could start the Dodge truck. And our two key winners for tonight are Cooper Harrison of McKinney, who guessed 487, which, Grego, happens to be the exact number.
Wow.
That sounds so fishy. And Tony Rambo.
Tony.
So there are two winners for tonight. And in a little bit, I guess we're going to take all the keys out there and see which one starts. And I guess
somebody's getting a new Dodge tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring on the hated Gilbert now and let him tell us exactly what kind of mess he found when he came to the Little Ticket.
Well,
which was in 97, right?
September of 97, yes.
Yes.
And first, I'm devastated by Mike Thompson's story as he explained that you guys were already there. I always heard that he discovered all five of you in a 6-11.
Well, it certainly didn't me. I know that.
Well, you were a DJ.
thought you guys were all making ices or whatever the hell.
Yeah, I was. He tells people I was working at Dunkin' Donuts, and he walked in and found me.
All right.
Grego was at a 7-Eleven.
So how did that work? Did he just point at you and say, come on, you're going to do radio now?
Yeah, he just knew.
Yeah.
Buddy, I had to lie to get the job.
He's my new boss. Shut up.
What kind of mess did I find? Let's see. The biggest mess I found was spelled R-O-C-C-O.
Which we have to say, Rocco Pendola was hired by you, laddie. That was your talent, sir.
You hired him and then you got out. So you didn't have to clean up that mess.
That was your last move.
Well, I figure he worked for Bruce in Pittsburgh. How bad could he be?
But you know what? Oddly enough, it was Rocco who brought Bruce to us.
He was.
That is a strange twist of fate.
Huh.
And he should be forever indebted for the greatness of Bruce Gilbert.
Oh, listen to this sucking up, would
boy.
You?
Wow. Laddie's drunk again.
I will do the upside-down beer trick, but I need
an O'Doul's. Yeah,
we need an O'Doul's. We need a bottle of O'Doul's delivered up here, please.
Y'all got to see the beer trick. This guy will deep throat a beer bottle on you and then drink it all.
We saw him do three in a row in like 5 minutes.
See, I don't know how you guys did the boringness of me after Laddie. I mean, he had breathing apparatus.
Bruce, they were like, Bill Parcells will be in about 2 years. They were sick of me.
No, we weren't sick of you.
I had absolutely nothing compared to that.
All right, so Bruce, what do you think you contributed to the ticket story?
Like when you first came in, I mean, what did you think about the station then?
Well, the first thing that I thought is this station really as popular as the ratings say it is?
You thought we sucked, didn't you?
No, you know what? That's the great thing about the ticket. You gotta be there for a while. You gotta get it. I mean, it's like, I'm not sure I understand what this is, but I do know one thing. I'm smart enough to recognize that it's working. And it was. I mean, it was. Hey, I didn't do a damn thing. I held on for dear life and took credit for everything you guys did, and I parlayed it into a great job, and thank you very much.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Boy, that is almost disturbing honesty there. Now, both of you guys are really good in directing us, because we really hadn't. We've been on the air for a while, but we didn't have clear direction as to...
Well, I don't know.
Well, we should
do what you please. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have... Both of you guys brought that structure that was...
Bruce, wouldn't you agree, like many talent that we've both worked with, the one thing that we always preached to you was have thick skin, that we could say stuff right to your face, you did the job, and you got over it. That's a unique thing. Would you agree?
Yeah, you guys get it. It's a business, but at the same time, it's a business where you can be yourselves and have fun. It's an amazing story. What are you laughing about?
But nothing. But what is funny,
we're
though,
about to go mic off here.
But what was funny about this is that Bruce and the laddie are entirely
totally different body types.
Shut up. Mic off. You're getting there, Gordo. You really are. Now, are you really wanting to push me in that corner where I finally whip your ass?
Oh, we've seen that.
On the 10th anniversary, you got to take a swing.
Let's talk about Reiner and Gordo in a knockdown, drag-out fist fight in the bullpen.
Talk about me. What about all the others?
There's not a person up there that Gordo didn't have a fist fight with.
Yeah. Wally Walrus.
All right, Giorgio, you threw a three-ring binder at me.
Yeah.
Craig, you threw a CD at me.
Right.
Somebody hit you with a golf club.
And wrestled you.
Ryan's and I destroyed an entire cubicle area one time.
Right? Wrestling.
We did. Wrestling. Grego got up in my face, and only Junior stepped between us to keep Grego from kicking my ass.
He pushed you at the All-Star game.
The 95 All-Star game.
At the ballpark. Michael Maroney's here. You got into it with him out in the lobby.
Yeah, we destroyed the receptionist desk one time.
Of course, you got in a fight with Greg Maiero.
Greg Maiero.
Yeah, that's the weird thing.
He knocked over a cart rack when he tried to smite you.
Yeah, he tried to smite me.
Oh, wait a minute. What's a cart rack, buddy?
Mark Folwell.
Mark Folwell tried to lance me with an umbrella.
Everybody thinks we're trying to be funny, but this is all true.
Yeah, it's very true. And you know what? It happened in a moment, like when Rhines and Gordon got at it. It was like instant. It was like a flash flood. We're just sitting there, all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. And what the?
Laddie almost came. Remember, he came across the desk at me once.
Yes, I did.
I'm your boss.
When I kept asking why we couldn't make fun of Leon Simon.
I was in the room. We were both sitting across your desk.
Buddy, we're just not going to do that anymore.
But Laddie, why can't I? I've got this great impression. We're just gonna, not going to do it anymore. But Laddie,
because I'm your boss.
And he was all the way across the desk in my face. Yeah.
Bruce, I was under extreme duress from management.
I think we all know where that directive came from.
Okay, from both of you guys. Because you always hear this when people leave the ticket. You guys missed.
Yeah, but it came from the pants hitcher. Let's face it.
You missed the game.
No, I mean the camaraderie, the fun, the road shows, the away trips. When we all bonded, and this was the best time of my career.
Wow.
And that's because of you and everyone that's sitting out there. And
thanks, Laddie.
Michael Maroney, by the way, is truly the man behind the curtain, where a lot of the shtick and the imaging of this radio station went with John Michael. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Michael helped us get the Dunham and Miller Open going, was behind the first ticket stock.
Yeah. Don't forget baseball in a box.
Gordon, right. do a little
2-minute drill.
Do a little Michael Maroney, please.
Yeah, he did.
I cannot do Michael Maroney anymore.
He did come up with a 2-minute drill.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're so lucky.
Bruce, do you miss us?
I miss it big time. You guys are the best. Laddie started to get a little emotional there.
I'm going to cry.
I hate to bring the place down, but the ticket is the most special radio station on the planet, and to be able to have a chance to work there is pretty damn cool, although it's becoming more and more apparent as I hear you guys talk that I really didn't do a damn thing when I was there.
Oh, yes, you did. Hey, the greatest thing about
now, from this, we can infer that you hate Mike and Mike, right?
I knew you'd get sucked into this.
Hey, seriously, the greatest thing that Bruce gave us was the hours he put in. It was incredible that he would get there when we get there in the morning. It would stay till 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
I've never, out of his gourd.
I don't know, Randy, but I've never seen work ethic like that. And I think a lot of it, I guess he was driven to think that he wanted to keep up with what the laddie did. But
that's what scared me.
We always appreciated the hard work.
I was an emotional roller coaster, and Bruce was the rock of stability. There's no question about it.
That's what scares the hell out of me about Bruce now. He's going against someone competing again.
Yeah, you can't outwork Bruce. There's no way.
Hey, it still comes down to talent, and you guys are the best. So
we did have a lot of talent, now that you mentioned
it. But stop saying that. Now, if you only let me just do a little course correction, because it's very important. Really, I would have to say, everyone that's sitting out there, the day oneers, every person that's listening to the station right now that has cranked out those quality quarter hours, it really is about them. So I give you guys...
Thank you, P1s. Good night, Dallas.
What's a quarter hour? Shut up, buddy. I'm your boss. And another thing, I'm a male that can lactate. Good night.
Bruce, always a pleasure.
Thank
you, guys. Congratulations. It's a great story. It's been an amazing 10 years, and I'm sure you're ready for 10 more. And Laddie's right. The P1s will be there with you as long as you keep... You keep making it, so just keep talking in rhythm, Ryan.
Stay horny.
We will, and we'll continue to pass gas and blame it on the dog. We'll see you next week, man.
All right, see you at the Super Bowl.
All right, very good.
Yeah, any tickets?
That's right. Bruce is, he's going to take us to dinner next week, isn't he?
He should.
Yeah, he is.
On ESPN's dime.
I wonder if Gil Santos will be there.
Yes, he will. Looking forward to a confrontation.
Yes, we're looking forward to a confrontation with him, plus many questions about Ray Carruth and Fred Lane's wife.
Okay. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, 104.1 FM, or anytime, anywhere, online at www.theticket.com. Read about all your favorite shows.
Theticket.com.
Check out the Ticket Chick of the Month and link to your local team.
Theticket.com.
Download your favorite drops and grab the E-Break of the Week. Sports, babes, BS, and content that changes every day. Bookmark it or be the only one in your office that hasn't. www.theticket.com.
Theticket.com.